You adopted your agenda as presented in the document without changes. You recalled the treaty's wider implementation and unified application were priority objectives in the long-term strategy. Yeah, but it's easier to modify them once. Okay. And then you welcomed the ratifications of Ukraine of both convention amendments and of Ireland of the First Amendment to the convention. And you noted reports by Kyrgyzstan, Belgium, and France on their progress towards the ratification of the yeah, so France should not be there. I hope this is large enough. It's easier to modify if it's in this mode, if you don't mind. So you noted the reports by Kyrgyzstan and Belgium on their progress towards the ratification of the amendments, with Belgium being the most advanced regarding the First Amendment. You noted the aim of France and Greece to become parties to the protocol by the next MOP sessions. And you regretted the lack of any information from Armenia, Belarus, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Kazakhstan, North Macedonia, Ukraine, and the UK. Overall, you regretted that still not all parties had ratified the amendments that they adopted 20 years ago, and that several signatories and several beneficiary countries of technical assistance were yet to become parties. And then you urge once again Armenia, Belgium, North Macedonia, and the UK to complete their ratification of the First Amendment by the next MOPS for the convention to become global, and for of Armenia, Belarus, Belgium, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, North Macedonia, and the UK to ratify the Second Amendment within the same timelines, to ensure the unified application of the convention. And failing that, you ask the concerned countries to announce in December their firm commitment with clear timelines for doing the necessary in the next period. And you reiterated the expectation that in the next three-year period, the convention would become global. And you urged that signatories to the protocol, Belgium, France, Georgia, Greece, Ireland, and the UK to ratify the instrument. And strongly encourage beneficiary countries of technical assistance and capacity building, Eastern Europe, Caucasus, and Central Asia to accede to the convention and or the protocol, noting the steps by Azerbaijan and Uzbekistan towards that end. And you ask that the UNEC executive secretary in her or his, because we will have a new executive secretary, we don't know yet who he or she will be, in the invitation letters to the next MOP sessions will convey the working group's request to the concerned parties, environment and foreign ministers. And you thanked Romania for the report on the Bucharest Agreement status and invited Croatia and Greece to join at the agreement and encourage Bosnia and Herzegovina to accede to it. You noted Croatia's plan to ratify the Bucharest Agreement possibly before the MOP. Regarding financial arrangements, you acknowledged that the Secretariat resources were critically low and unstable, hindering the MOP preparations, and as of next year, preventing the fulfillment of the Secretary's core mandate. You thanked Italy for its plans to sponsor a junior professional officer for 1 to 2 years and encouraged other parties to follow its example. You recognize that temporary solutions for filling staffing gaps are not sustainable, noting that hiring consultants for Secretariat's core tasks was no longer permitted by the UN. And he recognized that donor-funded capacity building projects could not fulfill core secretariat functions and also added burden on the secretariat in terms of further fundraising and project preparation, which was no longer feasible. You reiterated the previous conclusion that parties should collectively fund at least one professional post and part-time admin support for the secretariat, and if not feasible, should cut the secretariat's tasks under the next work plan. You took note of the information on the contributions to the trust fund in this present period until the cutoff date of 19th of May, regretting the persistence of the uneven distribution of the burden of cost sharing and the overall insufficiency and unpredictability of the contributions. You invited the secretariat to prepare the financial report covering the full period, 21-23, for the next MOP sessions, and confirmed its so the working group confirmed its previous conclusion that the financial scheme adopted in 2020 was not successful in remedying the resource constraints, and invited the 10 parties that have not yet contributed, namely Belarus, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Croatia, Greece, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Liechtenstein, Serbia, Ukraine, and UK to do so. But there you also acknowledge that contributions from Croatia and Greece and Ukraine were on the way and were invoiced. Ukraine has been invoiced, the UK not. Contributions of were on the way. Then you invited all parties to pay their pledged contributions fully and agreed that in the future the secretariat should send out annual payment requests to all parties at the same time and no longer upon request by parties. There is a question from the floor.